Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The best local sports talk in the Flower City. The John Murphy Show and the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Weekday afternoons on the Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
In the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, we only talk to the best and brightest minds in our industry, the people that are in the know. You have Jeremy Macklin questions. We have Jeremy Macklin answers by a guy who's been covering the Kansas City Chiefs on our sister station, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Proud to welcome back in Jay Binkley into the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Jay, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, as always. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for letting me back into the Sports Bar. It's my favorite name.
Thanks, Jay.
Favorite name of a show in the country.
My daughter called it the Sports Bra this weekend. I don't know if I should be offended or if we're trying to get more female listeners. I'm not even sure. Maybe we're trying to get to the weightlifting crowd, the Sports Bra.
Yeah, they're just saying the Sports Bra.
The Sports Bra.
Bra.
Yeah, bra.
Just Cali.
Jay, well, the release of Macklin, why? Why?
Why? It's what sports always comes down to, money. Money. The Chiefs didn't have enough money to pay off their bill at the grocery line. The cart's full of groceries. You spent $300. They had $150 on them. They had to do this. Money's tight. I look at this as a big, I'd say 80% money. I really do. It clears cap space for them. They only had about $3.5 million to spend on the rookies, which is going to cost them around $4.5 million. Clearly, with the new CBA, it's a lot cheaper to do this. But they just didn't have the money. I don't think they were happy with the production that went on with Jeremy last year. And, you know, just talking to some people, you know, just kind of wondering, you know, did he take young players under his wings? Was he that type of guy? That's what one former player told me. And the funny thing is, because last year, the Kansas City Star an article about Chris Conley and Albert Wilson, the young receivers, that said Macklin worked out with them for a month and a half. He said he called them up, told them to come work out with them, and they work out with them. Lifting weights, watching film, running routes, doing the whole thing. But production last year was down, only 12 games. He basically had the same production as Chris Conley, draft pick from the year before, 44 catches, 530 yards. Macklin had 44 for 536. So they felt they could spend the money elsewhere, I guess. And out of this, when you look at the Chiefs roster, Jeremy Macklin made about the most sense to cut. $10 million for 44 catches. Wasn't going to cut it.
Jay Binkley, co-host of The Day Shift on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. All right, so if it comes down to money, do your eyes tell you that Jeremy Macklin still has something in the tank and could still be a productive wide receiver in the NFL?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I think he's a number one? No. You know, a number two, number three? Absolutely. I mean, Jeremy Macklin could still play. He's 29 years old. But he's at that age, you know, in a year or so, that players typically, they fall off that cliff, whether they're productive and all of a sudden they turn 30 and things do change for certain players. I don't feel it that way with Jeremy Macklin. If he was making $2 million a year, he would still be on this roster of the Chiefs, but they were paying $10 million. And like I said, they're going to be upside down next year, even with the cutting of Jeremy Macklin. They just didn't make sense. I mean, they needed that money to sign these draft picks. And they're looking forward to the next year with Patrick Mahomes. This frees up some money to possibly bring somebody in. And I am baffled with the fact that they didn't address the wide receiver. I mean, I wonder how long they knew about this because they didn't really – they drafted Jehu Chestnut out of Michigan in the fourth round. They spent the second-round pick on a little-known guy out of Villanova named Tano Passanio when they could have gone wide receiver there. So I am a little bit baffled. I mean, it does make football sense. John Dorsey, I remember, still have the cut. He said it's the third preseason game, his first season here in Kansas City. And, you know, GM stops by the TV booth there and he said, here's the deal. You can't be emotionally attached to players in this league. And this is a clear example of that because they went to the dude's wedding 2 weeks ago. There's Andy Reid and the rest of the players. He was at OTAs. He skipped his honeymoon to to go to OTAs when other players have just skipped it for no reason. So that shows you a little bit about Jimmy Maclin's makeup.
Wow. As we're talking with Jay Binkley, he's the co-host of The Day Shift, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. The timing of this, it's June, and June 1st used to mean something, and you mentioned the wedding. Are we led to believe that maybe there was some behind-the-scenes, hey, Jeremy, we'd like you back, but not at that number, and they just couldn't come to an agreement?
Well, from what I've seen, they really didn't try, you know. I know they tried to trade him, but it wasn't sit down and take a pay cut. They did it with inside linebacker Derek Johnson, who was slated to make $4.7 million this year. He's on the wrong side of 30 and coming off an Achilles injury, and they negotiated him down to about $1 million a year. So they have done it with certain players, but Maclin would need to come way down, almost 50% or more off his salary this year, and it just wasn't in the cards. Now, it's really weird because Andy Reid, you know, he kind of runs the show here. Even though the Chiefs have a GM, Andy Reid was the one hired before the GM, John Dorsey, and he kind of calls all the shots. And look at this way. You know, was it a good deal for the Chiefs? No. He was their leading receiver in 2015. But think about this. Chiefs gave up two draft picks because they got charged with tampering. Andy Reid and John Dorsey lost a combined $100,000 in fines. They lost a third-round pick and a sixth-round pick just because of the tampering of Jeremy Maclin. And then in 2 years, you're getting rid of the guy. But I think that contract at that 5 years and the $55 million just got out of control for the Chiefs, where, quite honestly, they just couldn't afford it.
Jay Binkley is joining us. He's the co-host of The Day Shift on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Jay, I've been kind of critical of some of the stars of the Buffalo Bills this weekend, basically saying, you know, hey, don't be surprised if Mac ends up on our roster. You know, athletes trying to get together with their buddies and put together super teams and super rosters isn't an uncommon thing, but when you're doing it in the media like that, does that put an undue pressure on a new GM, a new head coach, trying to build something long-term when you consider that, you know, now everybody knows that Maclin could be a destination for Buffalo? Does that raise the price of Maclin? Does it get you in a bidding war with another team? You know, what good comes out of that kind of negotiation through that kind of boasting through the media that he could be coming to Buffalo?
Nothing, because it's an emotional attachment once again. You know, the players aren't, you know, running the organization, the people in charge are. You know, this is incredibly tough for the Chiefs. I mean, after all, like I said, Andy Reid and Alex Smith and a lot of the teammates went to his wedding just 2 weeks ago. He skips his honeymoon to go to OTAs, but yet they made the conscious decision, which I respect, to still part ways with him anyway. I mean, it's a cutthroat business, and you have to do that. No, I don't think, you know, kind of posturing through the media, it's great that he has friends on team. But, you know, is he your number one wide receiver? That's the question. We ask that question with the Royals all the time. We always call their best pitcher their ace. Well, they're the Kansas City Royals ace, but in the grand scheme of things in Major League Baseball, they're not an ace, right? It's not Dallas Keuchel. It's not Clayton Kershaw. It's not Chris Sale. It's not one of those. It happens to be our ace. Like Jeremy Maclin going to places like Cleveland, sure, he'd be their number one, but legitimately he's a number two or number three. And you can't let friendship get in the way, because what happens if you cut the guy that was the one posturing for the get it come in? Nobody's above being cut in this league.
Well, here's your outsider's view from over here looking at your team, Jay. Jay Binkley, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. The Chiefs were one bad holding call away maybe from getting to the AFC Championship game. So knowing that you have a defense that maybe can't play at that level every year, the window's going to be closing on that defense at some point. Again, if you could make all the pieces fit here, because who exactly is going to step up now and take that?
Yeah.
Why, Tyreek Hill? You need more help than that at wide receiver.
Yeah, you know, here's the real problem. The window's open for the Chiefs to win right now. And you basically have Alex Smith this year. Listen, they're going to part ways with him. They didn't consult him really on the Jeremy Maclin thing. You usually go through your quarterback to do these kind of things. The writing's on the wall for Alex Smith. He's had a bad month and a half. They draft a quarterback number 10 overall, and then he gets rid of his main target at wide receiver. Things aren't good. But you have to strike with the window. Now, Patrick Mahomes, in a perfect world, he would have been the Chiefs starting quarterback in 2013. 2012, the most miserable season ever in this town, as far as the football team's concerned. They had the first pick in the draft. That's when he would have been great, because you had the training wheels. Unfortunately, they're going to be turning over a capable football team to Patrick Mahomes the following. Who knows? Maybe they trade for Richard Sherman and shore up that defense even more if they get him. I mean, the secondary will be second none in the NFL. But Tyreek Hill, when he was asked to step up, we're talking about a guy that was at Oklahoma State, had some problems off the field, ends up at West Alabama, running back and wide receiver. He was kind of a Swiss Army knife. The Chiefs thought he was going to be a great punt returner last year, and then they were surprised at just how good he was on the offense. He actually stepped into that number one role for Jeremy Maclin, and he filled Jeremy's shoes. They have a lot of faith in Chris Conley. It's a wide receiver they drafted at Georgia a few years ago, had 44 catches last year, and I really think they like DeMarcus Robinson that they drafted in the fourth round a year ago. That kind of came out early, and they really like him, and I think they really like our fourth-round pick this year, J.U. Chesson, out of Michigan. I mean, again, a lot of these, you know, the fingerprints of Patrick Mahomes going for the future. But, yeah, I think they're counting on Travis Kelce to have a productive year, and I think they're hoping on Tyreek Hill taking that next step, which I see Tyreek Hill as an 80-reception guy in this league easily.
Jay Binkley is the co-host of the Day Shift, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Jay, we appreciate your time. Before we let you go, if you're the Buffalo Bills and you already know you've got your you know, stars saying, yeah, we would love to have Maclin. Yeah, don't be surprised if that happens. You're in a position now where you can't really win. You're either going to sign this guy to something that he's probably worth more than what he's worth, or you're not going to sign him, and you're going to have some upset players in the locker room that believe you're not doing everything you can do.
Yeah.
What's the best scenario for the Buffalo Bills in terms of Jeremy Maclin? Are we talking about a one-year deal? Are we talking about a one-year deal with an extension for a second possibly? What do you think?
One-year deal. See what he's got. See if last year was just kind of a fluke. Now, I will say this about him. He is a tremendous worker. He did say the reason he showed up to OTA, skipping his honeymoon, he wanted to make amends for a down season last year, the drop passes, the low production. He had that growing injury where he missed four games. But Jeremy Maclin has that burning desire to still compete in this league. And the fact that he came here, showed up, talked on the first week of OTAs of making amends. But I wouldn't go beyond 1 year for him. And, you know, it's going to be nowhere near the $10 million that he was going to get here in Kansas City. You know, 3.5 to 5 for Jeremy Maclin for a year. Yeah, I guess I could stomach that. But, again, guys, thank you once again for that trade in the first round. Thank you.
We still run that soundbite. Do you know that, Jay?
Oh, no, I didn't. But I told the guys in Buffalo this morning the same thing. I mean, we're really happy about that. Thank you.
I mean, I understand why you'd be happy. You believe that you have your franchise quarterback, but then losing your first-round pick next year, that doesn't sting a little bit? Not even a little?
In a year next year where the quarterbacks might actually be better than a Patrick Mahomes.
You guys make good points. You make good points, but I'm going to roll the dice with Mahomes, the gunslinger. Everybody's compared him to Favre. I'll take that. Even though it's a pipe dream, I'll take it.
Well, Jay, as always, we appreciate it. Well, we got week 12, right? Last time we spoke to you, like, oh, we'll talk to you again week 12. We didn't know that we'd be talking to you again this soon, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you before week 12. But week 12, for sure, put it on your calendar. Jay Binkley, the co-host of The Day Shift on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, joining us here in the Sports Bar. Jay, appreciate your time as always. Look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Hey, thanks, and great football towns, Buffalo and Kansas City, anytime.
You got it. Jay Binkley, our guest, in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. And if you missed any of that conversation, we'll have it up and available for you on demand at the all-new ESPNRochester.com.
Yeah, maybe you hopped in late. The first question is, okay, why did Kansas City make this move? First and foremost, money. $10 million in cap savings.
Well, I'm never clutching my pearls right now. What do you mean? These teams make moves based on money rather than emotion? Come on.
As far as Binkley knows, though, there wasn't any conversation as far as, hey, will you take a pay cut to keep the band back here together? Because if a guy is skipping his honeymoon to go to OTAs, I think you could have that conversation, but apparently it never happened.
1 year, $3.5 million. He's going to get more than that.
Yeah, he's going to get $5 million. I'd say 1 year, $5 million with the team option for the second year.
1 year, $5 million for Jeremy Maclin. I don't know if they make that move. If you know, you could flip what I've been saying all afternoon, which is the Bills lost leverage by having their stars in the media talking about how badly they want Maclin here, and they believe that, you know, that would be great. You flip that by thinking, if you're Brandon Bean, hey, yeah, you can go play somewhere else. You know, Cleveland might offer you a year for $5 million, but at least here you're going to be playing with guys that you know, guys that you trust. Take the $3.5 million. What's it worth to you? See if they use that as a negotiating tactic.
What's the one angle here, though? It's the new wife. If the new wife has already been scorned, it comes back. What's that sign say up there?
Marriage! Marriage! Continuous negotiation.
What is the new wife saying right now? We didn't go to Hawaii for that team. That team did you like that. We're going, okay, whatever she says, whatever comes out of her mouth, we're going whoever pays us the most, wherever I want to live, right? What is her demand in this whole scenario? You think this doesn't happen? Mario Williams got held up for nearly a week coming to Buffalo. Why? It wasn't because of the Bills. The Bills were paying the most. There wasn't another serious issue. It was because the fiance wasn't sold on coming to Buffalo. Honest to God, that was true.
Yes. Yes. You can sell the player on coming to Buffalo. Hey, they've done a nice job. They've, you know, put a new coat of paint up everywhere. Respect the process. Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean. Look at everything we got going here. Players are happy here. We're ready. We're competitive. We're going to be competitive. We're ready to go. You can play here with your friends. What's that? Your wife doesn't like Buffalo? Take her to Niagara Falls. Show her the falls. Yeah, show her the falls. It's romantic. It's great. Take her. Take her. Andrew tweeting in. In what world is Macklin a number three? I get defending your front office, but come on, man. Yeah. 44 catches.
Yeah.
44 catches last season.
That... This isn't the Jeremy Macklin of 2014 in Philly in that Chip Kelly offense
fair number two. And he would be nice depth for the Bills should they pull the trigger.
You don't have to worry. The benefit here is you don't put any pressure on Zay Jones. That's the benefit here. You let Zay Jones come in and be the number three, and then maybe he gets more targets along the
and
way.
And another veteran leader in the locker room who can work with Zay Jones. I mean, you heard Jay mention that, you know, this was something Macklin did with their young receivers in Kansas City. That would be beneficial as well. Again, working with the Zay Jones. Get Zay Jones up to speed with the pace of the NFL.
But for Macklin, you don't think that the Chiefs would have taken him back at $3 million or $4 million? It's surprising to me that they just cut like that. But again, they let go of Jamal Charles, and Charles is in Denver, so... This is Andy Reid. So that's why if the guy that learned from Andy Reid being Sean McDermott, I don't know if this is a team. Go back to Brandon Bean. And he said basically the day he got hired, don't expect big splashes in free agency. That was his quote. Mm-hmm. So everything you hear about the Bills being interested in, okay, who of actual decision-making capabilities in Buffalo is saying this? No one to my knowledge. No one to your knowledge, Danger. This is just the players and the agent right now. That's it.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see where he lands, when he lands, and how everybody reacts to Jeremy Macklin signing with the new team. We should find that out soon. And when we do, of course, you'll hear it here on the Sports Bar. The Sports Bra.
Bra.
In case you missed it, my daughter tells her friends that her dad works on a show. The Sports Bra.
The older one or the younger one?
The older one. She slipped. She just slipped of the tongue. She said sports bra instead of sports bar.
Sports bra, yeah. We're going to talk WNBA and LPGA. And
we're going to go on strike until the LPGA returns to Rochester. This is the sports bra. No. I mean, if we're going after the weightlifting and CrossFit community, the sports bra. Yeah, bra.
That was your old show years ago. Here.
Yeah, bra.
My buddy, Mike Danger.
So, we'll have that up for you, the entire conversation. Jay Binkley, the day shift, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, knows his stuff. We'll have that up for you on ESPNRochester.com, on demand in case you missed any of it. Up next, in the Sports Bar, serving up the day's top NFL stories in bite-sized form. We call it NFL Appetizers. Danger and Battaglia, more next on ESPN Rochester.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.